Right, and welcome to step four of, and part four of the five steps of creating your desires into physical reality. So step four is becoming a master of step three. It is becoming a master of allowance, basically. Step four is feeling good most of the time and merging with and having fun with other like-minded people. You feel stable and confident in the laws of attraction, the laws of the universe. You're stable in your knowing that you can stay stable and things don't throw you, contrast doesn't throw you off your game. And even negative things that would have previously sent you into a tailspin don't send you over the edge because you put things in the proper perspective, that well-being abounds regardless of appearances. It is clear to you that everyone is the creator of their own reality, and you can revel in the knowledge that you can enjoy your eagerness for them to figure that out. You don't have to try to solve people's problems. You can revel in your understanding that you never get it done and you can't get it wrong because you are an immortal master and you can't get it wrong because you never get it done. Anytime you feel bad, you're off your game because you're focused in opposition to what you really No, if you're worrying, you're focused in direct opposition to what you want. When you launch a rocket of desire, your path is set. Your destination is set in the navigator, like the navigator on your car. And if you're feeling bad, then you're off course. You're moving in the opposite direction of your destination. You're moving in the opposite direction, focused in the opposite direction of your own source. But the path keeps moving. And that's step four living. Step four is just getting really good at step three. Step four is becoming a master of step three. Step four is the journey of alignment, where sometimes step four is the journey of alignment, where sometimes you are in alignment with your source and your desires, and sometimes you are not, and it's no big deal. Sometimes you are sure and clear about things, and sometimes you are not. The difference between step three and four is consistency. Step four is the mastering the art of allowing, expecting, and letting go of resistance on a consistent basis. This is the step where you acknowledge that the conditions of your life have not changed yet, but that your alignment and your attitude has. Your general goal in step four is be happy. Appreciate what's working, what you like, and focus on what you want. And the good feelings of having what you want in step four, that is where you are developing being consciously competent. Whereas in step three, you are more conscious of your incompetence. Step three is more in the moment, whereas step four is where you have mastered the art of allowing to a large degree and letting go of your resistance, allowing and expecting that everything always goes your way becomes a habit, and you become unconsciously competent at allowing your dreams and desires to come to you. In other words, you don't have to think about being positive. You don't have to think about focusing on what you like and want. It has just become a natural part of your being. It has become your natural way of being because you have mastered the art of following your guidance based on what feels good. When you're feeling good, you're in alignment with source and your desires. When you're feeling bad, you're not. In step four, you expect positivity. You expect everything to go your way, and your primary focus is feeling good and caring more about how you feel than anything else. You not only know how to consciously focus your thoughts and attention to feel good, but then you attract conditions that match that inner focus, and these conditions add to your good feeling vibrations. But you do not you do not try to get conditions in order to feel good. You don't try to, your goal is not to get things, to get money, to get wealth, to get relationships in order to feel good. You got to feel good in order to alter the conditions of what you want. So it's feel good first, create what you want, not create what you want so that you'll feel good. You got to feel good first so that you can alter the conditions that match your good feeling thoughts. So step four is about consistency and momentum. Where you desire something and then you believe it. And the momentum of it, of its creation, energizes, inspires, and excites you. When you are in step three, you are able to stay there long enough, which means you are believing what you're asking for without doubting it to death. You are infused with creative energy. When you are in step three and practicing, the vibration of the positive outcome of your desires, momentum happens. When you are consistent and persistent with your focus and vibrational alignment for a longer period of time than just a fleeting thought, then you focus for more than you focus for more than 16 seconds on what you want, then momentum has begun. And the longer you focus on that desire, then you make the jump from step three to step four in a powerful way. And all it takes is a minute, just a minute of positive, focused, positive thought without killing it with your desire and your doubts. I mean, sorry, without killing it with your doubts. And this takes practice. And it takes not listening to the doubters and the dream stealers. As much as people may try to convince you that they are an important part of your decision process, they are not an integral part to making the jump from step three to step four and mastering the art of allowing your dreams and desires to come to you. Only your focus is important. So we recommend that you leave everyone else out of the equation, because as soon as you include others, they clutter up your creation process with their problems and their desires, which has nothing to do with you. Leave everyone else out of your decision process. That especially includes your spouse and your children and your parents and your siblings, et freaking cetera. Do not include other people's disbelief and their attraction of things that you don't want. Leave those things out of the equation. Leave things out, like their doubtful assessment of why you shouldn't do what you want to do and get what you want. No one knows your journey more than you and your source. So these steps are private steps. They're for you and you only. They're your decisions. They're your steps. This is your focus. This is your clarity. And they have absolutely nothing to do with anyone else on planet Earth. No one has anything to do with your decisions and your guidance. Only you and your source. Again, I reiterate, and that includes your spouse. No matter how close your relationship is, your partner, girlfriend, wife, husband, etc., your lover will never, ever, ever, ever know what is best for you. Does not know what's best for you. Can't know what's best for you. They can only know what's best for them. Only you and your source know what's best for you. And when you hold your attention on yourself and only share them with very, very, very specifically aligned people, these intentions can be extremely powerful. It is not important to share your desires and intentions with others. other people have nothing to do with the manifestation of your desires. The power is not in numbers, my friends. The power is not in some mythical mastermind. Power is in alignment with your source and your desires. Everything else is pale in comparison to the power of your alignment, to your clarity, to your focus. So, as you sift and sort through contrast and launch rockets of desire, Source instantly creates your desires vibrationally into your vortex of creation. And the more you can allow and believe without doubt that it is based on your past beliefs and experience, the faster your desires will manifest into your physical reality. Your current reality has nothing to do with your past. So, if you can forget about what has not worked, all of your fresh, inspired desires will work. So focus with care and deliberation, and care more about your alignment and feeling good, which is the most important thing. Care mostly about how you feel, because that's why you want anything and everything in the first place, to feel good. So how do you know you have jumped from step three to step four? When you think about your desire, you feel delighted by it. You are excited about your desire, even though it is not here physically yet. There's no doubt within you. You are eager and excited about it. You wake up thinking about it. You have confidence about it, and you feel secure about it. That's how you know you have accomplished step four. Step four is when solutions flow to you easily. Solutions come in such quick response to your awareness of the problem that you hardly get a fix on the problem, and the solution is there. This is the state of conscious competency, of habitual allowance. And from your perspective, it appears that the problem and the solution appear simultaneously. That is step four living, my friends. You get to choose how much of a gap you have between what you have and what you want. You get to choose what your threshold of discomfort is. And most people like discomfort in order to prove their worthiness. And some people want no discomfort whatsoever. They are so solid in their expectation that they are loved and wonderful things flow to them. And wonderful things should flow to you. So wonderful things should flow to you, that you no longer need to mess up your trail by trying to prove your worth. You mess up your trail every time you try that. And basically, you got to understand that there is no virtue in a hard ride. There's no virtue in struggle. There's no upside to feeling bad. There's no upside to feeling down and feeling like you're proving your worth. We are the leaders of creation. We are the perceivers and the receivers and the interpreters of thought. When you're in a wobble-free zone, when you're in alignment, you are more aware of the universe's orchestration of how it's creating what you want. You feel your connection to source. You feel you know you're on the path. You know the path is unfolding for you. And you just enjoy following the inspiration for the satisfaction of being on the journey. We're not here to get things done. We're here to enjoy the deliciousness of the doing of it. The deliciousness of desiring and creating those desires into manifestation. We're here for the fun and the clarity and the fulfillment of the pieces all coming together. All the pieces of the puzzle coming together for their magical manifestation. So that's step four, finally. Stay tuned to the next video for step five. Thanks for watching my video.